Porter?
Hello?
Mr. Porter?
Yes.
Thank you, President. Ready, sir.
Abe?
Yes, sir.
Any trouble?
No, sir. We, Bob and Bill and I have been down here trying to work up things. The memorandum from Guzman to Bundy has been torn up by Guzman. They're back on the track, but they have not resumed negotiations. And I just talked with Bundy and suggested that, conveyed out the views of the three of us, that he ought to consider putting some steam on. And we have also composed and sent to Vance, Palmer, and Bundy a flash in which we want to seek their reactions on the following program. Number one, completion of the deal with Guzman, even if the individuals agreed upon by Guzman and ourselves do not accept, because it's a good chance they would accept if Imbert were paralyzed, knocked out of play. Number two, telling Imbert, just telling him that he stops right the hell where he is. Number three, if Imbert doesn't stop right the hell where he is in the north, the possibility of our moving up there and physically stopping his advance. This is all based on the assumption that those things would occur in the order that I recited. That is to say, first that we get a deal with some good professional military guys in it, you see. And second, that our problem would then be to get the loyalist forces to acquiesce in it or accept it. And in order to do that, the first thing to do would be to try to get Imbert to do it by a pretty stern talk with them. I have a nomination to make about who ought to do that. I've offered to give him aspirin, too. That's Mr. McNamara. And then that doesn't work, the possibility of interposing our troops. The basis of all this is that Bob feels, and we agree, that if the loyalists take that whole northern sector of the city, that all they have to do there is to sit and wait and hope that the, with our sealing, continuing to seal off the rebels, that the rebels will disintegrate. And then Imbert will start putting into effect what he and his ambassador have communicated to us today, which is an Imbert government. And what will happen after that is just that the commies will go underground and they'll emerge, and you have another Trujillo situation for 6 months or 8 months or something like that until this whole thing flares up again. And to my mind, this, which is to a large extent the result of the clear mind of this, your young Secretary of Defense, is sensible and right down the middle of the road, and that there really isn't an alternative. We haven't been able to think of an alternative that promises to be effective, because our problem now has shifted really from the rebel, from being acutely one with the rebels and Guzman and so on, to coping with this loyalist force in their advance.
I see I've got a possible alternative solution to the Mannequin problem. You know where it came from? Hand me that paper. You know who came, where this came from?
What's a possible alternative?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that? That's from Ball. Yeah. And I saw that, and that says that if the present program fails and you do what they say, and the way it ends up is by a mass meeting of 50 leaders and they'll, under OAS auspices, and they're going to solve the problems for them. for us. We can't even get two damn guys to agree, and they want us to try to get the OAS to get 50 damn or 30 damn guys to agree. And the other suggestions are terrible, sir. We'll send you a copy of this flyer that we're sending out there just as soon as it's ready.
What is he doing? Are they still fighting?
We haven't gotten any word. You haven't gotten any word, have you, Bob, on whether they're still fighting us? Don't they apparently are going ahead with the humanitarian ceasefire for some hours beginning at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning.
What's happening? Really, did he get in trouble at his briefing?
All I know is that he called down here after his afternoon briefing and said it was real rough. Now, Cy is probably having his press conference at this moment. He probably started, we were told he'd start around, about 4:15, 4:30, maybe he's through now. And we've asked for a verbatim report of it.
You ever hear whether he could confirm any of this?
No, sir, you didn't hear, did you, Bob, whether he could confirm any of it or denial of it? No, we didn't hear.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Wait. Thank you, sir. That's all. Thank you.